Pastor Rod sent the message. This is what the Lord showed me. And I sent this back to him. I said, I believe we're getting ready for a huge outbreak of miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe God is getting the church ready to receive it. Storehouses have to be built, prepared to hold all that comes in. I hear God saying that I'm going to get everyone's attention, and it's going to be through the miraculous encounters that he's going to set up. I hear him saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. And he gave me this verse, and it says, for as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of God. And the word that stuck out to me in that was awareness. Because the glory of God is here. We carry it. But not everybody knows about it. Right? So I really believe that God is getting ready to make an awareness of who he is and where he stands and what he wants to do with us. And the thing is, he's going to use us to do it. But we have to be willing. Right? I mean, we have to seize the opportunity when it comes. Me and Len were in Tilbury, and there was this guy come up, and he's talking to us about the CMAs and all these. There was a youth group there from Tennessee, and they were from the Church of Nazarene. So as I'm riding up 42, I'm like, man, I missed it. Because you know what? As I'm riding, I've seen all these people now, and God's showing me, giving me all these words, right? I'm like, you do it now, right? It's a little bit late. But God is going to use us to do that, to minister to people that are not knowledgeable yet of the glory of God. And I really believe that God, you know, we need to know who we are in God. We need to know where we stand. And God reminded me of this story when my kids were small. I brought them somewhere. I can't remember where we were. But they kind of joined in with these other kids running around. It's like horses, right? You put them in a place where there's other ones running, they all run together. And so DJ and Julie are running with all these kids, and this guy's raking his driveway. And he picks up the rake. He's like, get out of here. And all the kids go running, except for DJ. DJ's standing there looking at him like this. And he's like, get out of here, I'll hit you. And DJ goes, that's my dad right there. And he looked at DJ, put down the rake. He says, you know where you stand, don't you? And you know what? That's what God was showing me, that we need to know where we stand. That when the enemy's standing there with a rake or a bat, all we got to say is, it's my dad right there. Go ahead, see what happens. My dad will tear you up. And you know what? That's where we've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We've got a big brother that's ready to take our side anytime. And we've got a father that's always prepared to do it and back them up. Amen? So, I mean, if we use the resources, we've got nothing to be afraid of when we go out there and bring the message. Because the worst thing we're going to do is they're not going to accept them. It's not they're not accepting me. They're not accepting what I've got to offer. So that's in their court. All I got to do is be obedient and do what God says to do. Amen? Amen. So, you know what? This week, ask for an opportunity for God to show you somebody that you can give the message to. And if it doesn't happen up until Saturday, come to Wheatley and there'll be 2,000 opportunities. Amen?